Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Life Large. This is Rob Braun, your Monday morning host, and today is June 20th. And I have been real excited about this morning's program. Not that I'm not excited other weeks, but I got some exciting things going on where there's so many things that are in alignment and they're resonating with my soul and just good stuff happening. So first of all, as we get rolling right here, I want to thank and acknowledge all of those of you out there who have decided to make this a regular of yours, whether you're joining live Monday morning, which I'm seeing those numbers increase. I'm excited about that. I'm excited for you. And if you're those that download it later on, doesn't matter. It's all cool. I'm thrilled that you're choosing to have this be a part of your life. And that I'm going to judge then out of that you're getting something out of it. And that's what's most important to me. So, yeah, it strokes my ego a little bit by seeing the numbers go up. And more importantly, there's those of you out there that are getting this that are and hopefully doing something with it. And I'm loving bringing it each week. And I remember when I first started, I thought, man, am I going to have something each week? And life just gets more and more exciting And I honestly, there's just no way I could ever run out because it's all just so in alignment. I could do this every day. So what I'm going to talk about today, and I've got some real specifics, and I've got an agenda today. None of it hidden. I'll put it right on out there. And I'm seeking to gain some support on something. I'm wanting you to join me in something. And my belief is, forget belief. I know. Those of you that choose to join me, that choose to come on board, are going to benefit greatly. And those things are going to happen for you. And, of course, when I get more specific about where we're going with this, you'll understand, you know, some other benefits and changes on the planet. So today what I'm going to talk about this is one of my favorite topics to talk about when I'm working with corporations, when I'm working with individuals, whether it be business or personal life. And you know, it's a concept I heard some years ago, and when I did, it stuck with me. I mean, it stuck deep, and it's something that I have practiced, and I have been witness to seeing succeed. So I'm a firm believer. And so I'm going to talk about limit. I'm going to talk about limit, and it's going to cascade into an ultimate destination this morning. And more importantly, I want to talk about lifting the lid off limit, the lid. There's whether it's true or not, and I choose to believe that it's true, heard years and years ago, the idea, I know they train fleas this way, but I heard it as grasshoppers. And the way it goes, they say if you put a grasshopper in a glass jar, the grasshopper, and you put a lid on it, you know, let's say, you know, like a canning jar, and you put a lid on that thing, that grasshopper is going to bounce up and down in that jar, it's going to bang its body up against the lid, because it's trying to get out. And a grasshopper, if you don't know, as a kid, we used to catch grasshoppers, and man, those things could jump. But if you put it in a jar, so it'll jump, it'll bang its head and its legs and its whole body against that lid. It'll just bang, bang, bang until it realizes that it cannot jump past the height of that lid. So what it'll learn to do is it'll learn to time its jump, expending its muscles in a certain way to jump just below the lid of that jar, so that it'll stop banging its body. It'll learn that it's got a limit, right? And it's a very real limit in that jar. Word is that once you take the lid off that jar, that grasshopper will never again in its life jump higher than the height of that jar. So, in other words, once that limit was put on the grasshopper, that limit became permanent, whether the lid is on the jar or not. Now we move into our own lives, we take a look at you and me, and that is what has happened to many of us in life. is that somewhere along the way in our life, when we were early, when we had no limitations, when we were ready to put on our Superman cape and jump buildings, when we were ready to put our Wonder Woman uniform on and be able to fly through the air, we were invincible. There was nothing that wasn't possible, and I mean nothing. And then bless our parents and society and the teachers and anyone else that had influence on us, and they began to put limits on us. There's a great song by Harry Chapin called Flowers Are Red. I believe it's Harry Chapin. And it's just a song that was written back in the late 60s, early 70s about a boy who was able to see all the colors of the rainbow. When he colored flowers, he colored them every color imaginable. And the teacher tells him, no, 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 no. Flowers are red and leaves are green, and that's the way they've always been. And in time, the boy learns that flowers are red and leaves are green, and that's the way it's always been, and it'll never be any different, no matter what anybody tries to tell him. So even when someone shows up and says, you know, flowers are all kinds of colors, he's been programmed now. He's been limited. And it's what's happened to so many of us. And so we learn that there are limits. We learn that there's things we cannot do because somewhere along the way, someone we trusted limited us, told us we can't, told us to be quiet, told us that we weren't this enough or that enough. And we bought that because we trusted them. And we go into adult life with those same kind of limits. And we go through every part of our life not attracting the right woman or the right man because somewhere in us tells us we don't deserve them. Limit. Not making the kind of money at the job or our business because somewhere along the way someone said you can't, or the economy says limit, limit, limit. Or maybe you're not even pursuing what you really want to do because somewhere along the way someone says you can't make any money at that. Find something you can make money at. Limit. Whatever it is, we bought into it. Now, what I'm about to share with you, and if you've been listening, you know, I've gotten a little nutty these past couple of years, and I've just said bullshit to limit. And I've gotten a little crazy about it. Not that I've hurt anybody, but I've gotten a little nutty about setting goals out there. And so that's where I want to move into today. And you know, when I go out there and teach goals with companies, with teams, with individuals, I'm a big fan of, you know, using certain criteria for setting goals so we can make sure that we're going to accomplish them and set them out there. And then every once in a while, we've got to decide that we're going to break all the damn rules around goal setting and break all the rules around what's possible and realistic and attainable and just go a little crazy. And so what we have opportunity to do then, if you choose to embrace this, is that we find something in our life that we want so damn bad and forget limit, and just put a number or a goal out there that is just crazy, that is unreasonable, that is unattainable. And that last part, by the way, is completely questionable, but the unreasonable part is it. The crazy is there. The nutty is there. And to set it and go for it, just see what the hell happens. Now, that's what I'm going to bring you all into something that I have decided to do, and I'm going to give you a little context for it. And I've mentioned this organization before. I've mentioned Boys to Men before. They're an organization that, in the deepest part of my soul, that I believe is what is going to help heal our planet out there. That I believe that what they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing is exactly what our culture, our society, our planet needs. And if we don't do it, we're gonna end up hurting ourselves more and more and more. And Boys to Men is an organization that has found the recipe, if you will, of helping save our young boys. And I mean all boys. It used to be boys who were at risk. And the reality is every boy on our planet is at risk. Now, I'm talking about boys, and you're going, well, why aren't you talking about girls or women? And guys and gals, take this however you need to take it. My belief is that men are the ones that have fucked this planet up. We have messed it up. And I'm not saying I'm not loving men. Not at all. I think men are beautiful, powerful, integrity, driven men are absolutely beautiful. And there's too many out there that are destroying, too many out there that are still raping our planet, too many out there that are still subjecting those with less power, children, women, men of color, men of other culture and origin. There are still men out there that are the ones causing the damage. And I'm part of that group, so I'm not pointing finger, I'm part of the group. And because I'm part of the group, I choose to be part of the solution. I want to help stop this. And my belief is that women for centuries have known how to run things, have known how to nurture things, have known how to take care of things, and we're the ones that have screwed women up. We're the ones that have screwed kids up. And it's not the men's fault. Now, for those of you that are screaming, going, what? They didn't get what they needed as boys. They didn't get the direction. They didn't get the support. They didn't get the mentoring. They didn't get the guidance. They didn't get the love. They didn't get what they needed as boys, because somewhere along the way, if you've studied any kind of the ancient cultures, somewhere along the way, the men, the grandfathers, the uncles, stopped coming for the boys to teach them how to be good men in society. And somewhere along the way, we stopped. And we started letting them raise themselves, which is exactly what's going on in our culture today. Our culture today, we've got young men, boys, that are going to other boys, other young men, trying to figure this out. And that's why we've got our gangs. That's why we've got our violence. That's why we've got bullying schools. That's why we've got rampant drug abuse. That's why we've got abuse toward other boys, abuse toward girls, abuse toward elders, abuse toward adults. Because we're not guiding these young men. And to make things even a little personal for me, I have two sons. And some of you know this. I've got my youngest guy, Bailey. He'll be turning 12 in a few months. And my oldest son, Chase. My oldest son, Chase, was an angel. He was a great, great kid. And I say was. He's no longer with us. And he had some tough teen years. He and I both lost his mom when he was almost 10 years old, and that shifted him. That shifted something in him drastically. She was one of these nature moms. They're like the best person on the planet kind of moms. And when a boy loses that, like my son Chase did, something changed for him. And something obviously changed for me too, but I want to focus on him. And what happened was he had a hard time with that. And we had some tough years during his teen years, but there was a point where we thought we were coming back. And at 19, he was in the wrong place, wrong time, down in San Diego, and he was shot in a drive-by shooting by another 19-year-old boy. And so, and I'm removing the emotional part of that, because obviously that was it changed the course of my entire life, is what it did. It's why I'm talking with you this morning. A huge part is because of what happened with him 7 years ago when he was 19 years old. So it comes to boys to men, and the reality was that day, and I'll just before I come back to the present, that day, yeah, I lost my son, and then we also lost another 19-year-old boy that day as well. Another 19-year-old who was immediately arrested for the crime, who's in prison right now for murder, that he's gone too. We lost him that day also. And the reality is we're going to continue to lose our boys. We're going to continue to have men that are misdirected and misguided, and will continue to violate this planet until we're able to round up enough good men to help show these boys some direction. And that's where Boys to Men comes in. So Boys to Men is an organization that has been close to my heart for some time. And in my own trying to really focus on my own business and build things up, and I've had some terrific successes over these past few years, it really came to me at the beginning of this year that, and maybe it was the latter part of last year, but I approached Boys to Men and knew there was time for me to really start anteing up and not just talk a good game, but actually act a good game. And what I did was I took them on as an organization that I'm giving time to and energy to, and this is my contribution to them to help them to succeed. And I've actually done some work with them from a business perspective on helping them to grow and build and organize and all that. Now, the part that I want to invite you all to be a part of is something that I've just taken on, an endeavor that is a little nutty, and I'm really excited about it. The Boys to Men have an event coming up in September. It's called the 100 Wave Challenge, and they're inviting 100 surfers to come and participate that day, but more importantly, they're using it as a fundraising event and not just to make a few thousand dollars. And actually, this was part of my contribution in helping them to have a vision that was just far greater than what they even imagined. And what they're seeking to do is to raise $1 million. And their belief is that if they invite 100 surfers to participate in this, and each one of them can raise $10,000, that they will meet their $1 million mark, which I believe is not as nutty as they even thought it was. I think it's very, very possible. So what I decided to do was be one of those surfers. Now, first let me qualify, I don't surf. And the only person that's ever even seen me on the water, my good friend John Andrews, who I trust will be one of those surfers there, he took me out on the water one time, and we all know that the water and the surfboard is not the place for me. However, I am on September 24th, I am going to get in the water, and I am going to catch waves, and we'll just see how the hell that works out. But here's what I want to invite you and bring you in, and that is what I decided to do, and I haven't even told Boys to Men yet. I'm doing it a little kind of under the radar, but this is like my first big announcement of this. I agreed that I would be one of the surfers. In fact, I said I'd be Surfer 101 because I didn't want to take the spot of a real surfer. And I agreed also that I'll go ahead and raise $10,000. I'll bring that in. And what I decided to do, and, you know, this weekend with it being Father's Day and really, you know, just being acknowledged as a father and, you know, thinking about my two boys and my impact on them and of course, wanting now to have greater impact on other boys and greater impact. And by the way, when we impact the boys, that impacts the girls. In fact, your daughters and your granddaughters and your nieces, they're going to be looking for good young men. And that's where we serve them as well. So what I decided to do, they gave me my little website, and I went on there, and I'm setting my profile up. I've got a picture of my boy Chase up there. And so my website name, and I'll make sure it's in the link on the Blog Talk Radio right there. But the website is, you know, 100 Wave Challenge, whatever else is in there. And my team name or where we're surfing is we're Surfing for Chase. It's Surf for Chase, S-U-R-F-F-O-R, and then Chase, C-H-A-C-E. That was Chase with an H. And so we're going to surf for Chase. And you'll see the picture of Chase there on the webpage. But here's what I decided to do also. I was looking at that $10,000, and I thought, you know what, it's not enough. And I thought I would decide just to get really nutty, and I changed it I added another zero. I made it $100,000. So what I'm committed to doing is raising $100,000 between now and September 24th for Boys to Men. And, folks, for those of you listening in, this is not me asking for your help, and this is not for Boys to Men. This is for you. This is for your community of young boys and young men that are growing up in the world out there. This is for your daughter. This is for your granddaughters, your grandsons, your sons, your nieces, your nephews, your families. This is for our society. This is for the planet. That if we start getting mentors for these boys, and which, by the way, make sure to look up boystomen.org and find out what they're doing. They have had successes across the board, and I've met these boys, and I've seen the hard places they're coming from and the shifts that they have made, and the difference being having a man in their life that gives a shit about them, having a man that cares, a man that listens to them. That is making all the difference. Without these men, these boys are heading down hard, hard roads. So I want you, I'm asking you to join me in participating in raising these monies for Boys to Men. And my part, my commitment to them, to the boys, to our planet, and raising $100,000. And gang, honestly, $100,000 just ain't that much. And it's something that we're going to go for. So the ways you can participate. So first of all, let me just back up and just talk about today's lesson about lifting the lid off limit. When I first thought of it, I don't know fully how I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it. And the worst case is I go for it, and the worst case would be we don't make it, but we raise monies and we went for it and we created awareness. But I'm not going to settle for that. I am committed to doing whatever it takes to invite folks like you to participate and join in and raise this $100,000. And forget that it doesn't make sense. Forget that it means already there's less than 100 days between now and then. I would have to raise over $1,000 a day between now and then. Who cares? Yeah, it sounds illogical, and who cares? And surely one of you out there might bring in, well, Rob, what about the economy? Forget the economy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If the intentions are there, forget logic, forget reason. Just lift the lid off limit, the lid off the jar, and let's just see what happens. Let's see what's possible. Let's see what we can possibly do. And what I have this belief is that Boys to Men is going to blow past $1 million. With 100 dedicated, committed souls out there creating awareness and being able to shine a light on how it changes these boys' lives and how, by changing these boys' lives, it's going to change our planet, we're going to make it. I just have no doubt about it. The question is, are you going to be a part of it? And here's a simple thing. Simple thing is this. You don't have to have all kinds of money, so I'm not asking you to go in if you don't have it. What I'm asking you to do is create some awareness and participate in sharing the word out there. And so what I'm seeking to do is find either folks that are willing to go ahead and make direct contributions. And if you look on the Blog Talk Radio, you look in the description today, I have the website right there. You can click right there and go in and make your contribution. Or you want to help be a part of this. You want to be a part of raising awareness from boys to men. And what I want to invite you to do is simply this. Be a person who's committed to raising $1,000. Now, first, if $1,000 is a lot to you, it may sound like a lot, but let me break it down for you. If you were to find 10 business people in your community or 10 individuals who have sons or daughters or grandsons or granddaughters or nieces or nephews who they believe that a $100 contribution would make a difference, would be a worthwhile contribution, you find 10 of those people on the planet. Now, I'm saying just look in your own neighborhood. Look in your own town, your own city, your own organization, your own business, and raise $1,000. That's how you can be a part of the team, is just by being willing to go and raise $1,000. And I'm not looking for anybody to write the big check. It's not necessary. Now, if you've got a big check, I'd love for you to write it. This would be a worthwhile contribution. If you work for a company who matches contributions, let me know about that. Maybe we can get them involved, right? I know there's organizations and companies out there that need to make certain dollars of donations every year. This is a worthwhile cause. And by the way, they didn't just spring up. Boys to Men has been around for 14 years. They're a nonprofit. They're doing everything the right way. They can show track records of what they've done. They've gone and done follow-up work with the boys and asked questions 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later, how their lives have changed. So they've got supporting data for those of you that need statistics. All right? And for those of you that are going to companies that want to say, we want to see some statistics, they've got it. The reality is they're doing everything in a good way, and they're not able to continue to impact the number of boys they want to be able to do this without the funds. And that's what this whole fundraising event is all about, is to ensure sustainability for this organization. And my belief is that once we knock it out of the park for this 100-wave challenge and it becomes an annual event, this is something that will be sustainable. And then every year we can all do our $100 or $500 or $1,000 contribution to make sure that boys always have an opportunity to be able to bring these men in. And that Boys to Men are able to find those good men out there, which, by the way, they train the mentors and they go through all kinds of background stuff, and they make sure that these boys are going to get good damn men to be able to get guidance from, support from, to be able to have someone listen to them. So today we're going to lift the lid off limit, and I invite you to participate and join with me and be a part of that, however fits for you. Doesn't matter. If you want to spread the word, spread the word. If you want to be a part of raising funds and go out and find some contributors, 10 people, 10 businesses willing to contribute $100. Then I invite you to join my team. Let me know you want to be a part of the team. Surf for Chase. And if you want to make your contribution, that's the part you want to participate in, then I invite you to make the contribution. Any one of those is you participating in making our planet a better place by catching the boys before they become wounded men, by giving them every opportunity to make some decisions that will change their lives forever and will change our lives as well. All right, so now I'm coming to a close here. So the lesson today is lift the lid off limit. Forget reason, forget logic, forget all that stuff. We're going to set a goal, we're going to go for it, and it's going to happen. I'd love for you to be a part of it, and if you choose not to be a part of it, it's going to happen anyway. Doesn't matter to me. Well, it does matter, but I'd love for you to be a part of it, because what I know is you're going to feel better about yourself. Whatever part you choose to play in, you're going to feel better about contributing to the world. And then the other part of this is I want you to take away from this to look at in your life where it's time for you to stop being reasonable, time for you to stop being conservative, time for you to stop being logical, time for you to stop limiting yourself and find an area in your life where it's time for you to blow the lid off that thing. Gotta watch my language here. Time for you to just go for it, to set a crazy, insane, unreasonable, far out goal out there that you're just going to put it out there and see what happens. The beauty is the year is closing in on being half over, 6 months. Next week, middle of the week sometime, is going to be June 30th, and we have July 1. July 1 means we got 6 months left of this year. And maybe in playing it small in your business, in your life, your physical health, your relationships, your community, whatever it is, maybe you've been playing small in one of those areas. And now it's time for you to start kicking ass and putting some crazy ass goal out there and just going for it and running the wheels off this thing till you just get to the end and you got nothing left and you see what the hell happens. That's what we're going to do at this fundraising event for 100 Wave Challenge. And I invite you to find an area in your life that you're willing to just take the training wheels off, take the governor off. For those of you who understand vehicles, they got that speed limit thing that doesn't allow your vehicle to go any faster. Take that damn thing off. Get up on the highest hill you possibly can. Take the brakes off and get that thing going as fast as you possibly can and see what happens. See what happens. What I guarantee is if you are daring enough to set a crazy-ass goal out there, and, I mean, you really go for it, you're going to get farther than you ever imagined you could. And you're certainly going to get farther than what you were going to get. So right now, you're guaranteed mediocrity. Right now, you're guaranteed to hit a small goal. You're guaranteed. You got it. Why not take the limit off and just go for it and go to a place that would never have been possible if you hadn't done that? So besides joining me and joining the movement and trying to raise this money, look also for a place in your life to go for your $100,000, your $1 million, your crazy-ass mark, your place of success that would never have been possible otherwise. With that, I'm glad you joined me. I'm about to get kicked off the Blog Talk Radio. I ran the full 30. Lift the lid off limit. Lead your life large. Join me in my cause. Join me in the cause for boys to men. Be a part of us raising our money and look for an area in your life. And if there's any way I can support you, let me know. I'll be your daily cheerleader, whatever it is, if you're gutsy enough and willing enough and bold enough to go for something that is just nutty. You got me right there with you, and I will do whatever I can do to support you in getting that. With that, signing off, have a fantastic week. Have a week without limit, and please go to my site, give me a call, send me an email, whatever. Let me know how it is that you can be a part of and join me in raising money for Boys to Men, raising our $100,000 by September 24th. Have a great, great day. Bye-bye now.